I'm going to get you out of here on this one, Larry. Forgive me. I'm going to surprise you on this one because it's pretty fresh. I'll keep it simple for you. And I'm just going to phrase it to you like this. Did the internet get Angel Hernandez fired?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I think he's been around long enough that he could, you know, he could have probably stuck around if he wanted to. He's had a pretty long career. He's probably heard all this stuff all the time. Obviously, he's had a lot of criticism, but don't forget in 2001, well before social media, and well before social media was mainstream, I should say that, you know, there's Steve McMichael in the broadcast booth screaming at him because he missed the call, you know, the inning before.
Yeah.
So, and so I, you know, people have had their problems with Angel Hernandez going back well before the net. But, you know, could the criticism fuel a little bit? Sure. But, you know, he's been there a while and he's had his moments. And that's the first thing I thought of was 2001. And it's funny, you go back to 2001 and they were already questioning what he was there. You know, it's just the umpire that everybody, you know, an umpire is an adversary to begin with. And he certainly had that adversarial role and, you know, took a lot of criticism, you know, from players too, who are not afraid to say stuff either. So, I mean, the internet get him fired. I don't know. I you know, probably didn't help. It didn't help him, but I mean, I don't know if that would get him.
My pushback is just on this, is that the only reason why I'm asking it the way that I'm asking it is that, as you mentioned, the guy has been around for 20 plus years as an umpire. He's been a part of All-Star Game crews, World Series crews, so on and so forth. The man has also stood up for his own rights within his own union through litigious efforts in the past, and he's taken things out to stand up for issues that he believes in or misfair treatment that he has seen throughout his union, throughout the umpires union. And I just found it strange that it's the end of May and he's walking away from the game now. And I'm asking the question because I'm not saying that the fans got him fired, but the power of the internet, what we're able to do with memes, and that you can circulate a bad call now to millions of different people around the world, it does turn into a bit of a PR conversation that baseball may have had to have. And I asked the question in a glib way to get the reaction, but I am wondering if the internet had something to do with them asking Angel Hernandez to say, you know, we're asking you to resign. We're not going to fire you, but you can go out on your own terms. And I'm wondering if that's happening right now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe. I don't know. I mean, again, you set a precedent with an umpire, maybe if you do that. So that maybe is in my mind a little bit of a pushback, you know. So I'm kind of there. I'm kind of in the middle on it. I mean, his track record, you know, but I guess, unfortunately, you don't like to say that about anybody, but he's had been criticized fairly often through the years.
Yeah, and that's fair, Larry. He's been an unfair punching bag too, as well at times. Because if you put his numbers up against some of the other ones that have come under criticism over the years, they're not that far off. And a lot of people would like to run this number that I think last year he had 14 of his 18 calls that were replayed at first base overturned, which I push back on because honestly, you're going to make that call with confidence because you know that you can go to the tape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's that wiggle room there where you can have a little bit of that conviction. So he did turn into a little bit of a punching bag, but I am wondering if the internet pitchforks came out enough and MLB baseball just decided to have someone ask someone to step aside who had been doing it for a long time. I'm just wondering why it's happening now. I guess that's it.
And it's interesting. So I don't know. I guess only he and MLB know.
Until he writes a book. Until he writes a tell-all book, Larry. We got to get you out of here. Thank you so much for coming on to Sports Talk Chicago, Larry. Everyone, please follow him at Holly Sports. Check out his wonderful Balcony Brew reviews. What better way to find out a wonderful brew or beverage to enjoy this summer? Non-alcoholic also, too, as well, this summer, during this hot summer, than checking out his Balcony Brew reviews. Larry, thank you so much for coming on to Sports Talk Chicago. I really appreciate it, man. Good to see you. And I legit am honest with you. I owe you that beer and it's coming soon.
I can't wait, man. And it's great to have you in Chicago. And thank you so much for this opportunity. Always appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Larry. Today's episode of Sports Talk Chicago, we got to give a couple of shout outs here real quick. Thank you so much for watching us on YouTube. Comment and question below and subscribe. Make sure you answer the poll question if you get the opportunity. Just want to shout out our great radio affiliates that are carrying Sports Talk Chicago all throughout the great state of Illinois. 98.3 The Life, WKAN, 105.5 The Ticket, ACTV, Jed TV, WJOB, Cities 92.9 Talk FM, and 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio. I'm Joey Christopoulos. You can follow me at Joey Sports Guy. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much. Be well, be safe. Please be good to each other, and we will check you out next week.